This is Dr. Patadia dictating the consult on Yong Sanchez. Her first name is Yong, Y-O-N for Nancy, G. Last name is Sanchez, S for Sam, A for Apple, N for Nancy, C for Charlie, H for House, E for Europe, and Z for Zebra. Today's date is February 27, 2025, period, new paragraph. She's a 46-year-old female patient who for last 2 to 4 weeks has been noticing symptom of chest pressure in the epigastric area, and which would increase in severity and decrease in severity spontaneously off and on, period. On February 23, 2025, she was seen in emergency room at the local hospital, and no significant abnormality was noted on her workup. And so she was discharged from the emergency room, period. She was advised to see the cardiologist, period, new paragraph. Her epigastric chest pressure comes after food or liquid, where she would notice some increase in symptom of epigastric chest pressure on top of some degree of chronic symptom, period. Sometimes she will be forced to stop eating, and she would walk around, and slowly the symptom would improve, period. She has also noticed that symptom may increase on lying supine, or even when she would sit in the chair and try to relax, period. Symptom may last for a few minutes and then decrease, but then it may reoccur at a later time in the same day, period. Sometime her symptom has radiated to the back and sometime to the right shoulder, but not frequently, period. No accompanying features, period. And generally, she has not noticed symptom when she's up and around and for example, going for a 1 mile walk with her dog 3 days a week, period. No recent upper respiratory tract infection, period. No palpitation, period. She is under increased stress in relation to family situation, period. Sometime her epigastric chest pressure may be accompanied by shortness of breath, period. She has also noticed that there are times with a somewhat heavier meal, she will have to go to the restroom immediately after finishing the meal. M for Mary, E for Europe, A for Apple, L for Larry, period. She has noticed that if after the food, if lying down, L-Y-I-N-G, increases the heart rate, period. No upper respiratory tract infection in last 3 months, period. She has a history of seasonal asthma, seasonal S-E-A-S-O, N for Nancy, A for Apple, L for Larry, asthma, A for Apple, S for Sam, T for Tom, H for House, M for Mary, A for Apple, period. she walks 1 mile with her dog at a regular pace, P for Peter, A for Apple, C for Charlie, E for Europe, 3 to 4 times a week, and no significant problem during the walk period. No history of dizziness or syncope period, no history of cough with expectoration period, no history of bleeding tendency or GI problem, G capital period, I for India capital period problem period. And no history of bleeding tendency period. Past history of hypertension 2 years ago, and then after few weeks of treatment, she discontinued her medication because her blood pressure was well controlled, period. Recently, about 1 year ago, she was started on amlodipine, A for Apple, M for Mary, L for Larry, O, D for David, I for India, P for Peter, I for India, N for Nancy, E for Europe, 2.5 milligram PO once a day, and with that, generally her blood pressure is controlled, period. No history of hypercholesterolemia, period. History of prediabetes, period. No history of cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, kidney or liver problem, period. Allergy none, period. History of allergy to pollens in the seasons. Pollens P for Peter, O, L for Larry, L for Larry, E for Europe, N for Nancy, S in seasons, S for Sam, E for Europe, A for Apple, S for Sam, O, N for Nancy, S, period. New paragraph, personal history, she's a housewife, period. Her height is 5 feet 4 inch and her weight is 155 pound, period. New paragraph, social history, she takes about 2 to 3 cups of coffee per day, period. But about 1 month ago, she discontinued coffee, period. She does not take alcohol and she does not smoke, period. New paragraph. Menstrual history, she had a first delivery by C-section, C for Charlie in capital letters, section. But otherwise, it was full-term normal delivery, period. Her second delivery was full-term normal delivery done natural way, period. New paragraph. Family history. Father is alive at the age of 81 and in good health, period. Mother died at the age of 67 due to stomach cancer, period. Menstrual history, she does get a regular menstrual period. Her last menstrual period started on February 10, 2025, period. She had a 2 full-term normal delivery as described above, period. One child is 16-year-old and other child is 12-year-old, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, sinuses, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, cough, tenderness, Oman sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both posterior tibial, which are 1 by 4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior, blood pressure in right superior extremity, 122 over 78 millimeters of mercury, period. the blood pressure in left superior extremity is 124 over 80 millimeters of mercury, period, new paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, BMI in the left 15 intercostal space within midclavicular line, normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. In the left lower parasternal area, there is an ejection systolic click followed by ejection systolic murmur, which is 2/6 in Roman numerals, period. The no S3, period, no S4, period, no other significant heart murmur noted, period, new paragraph. Respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period, there is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period. The patient had an EKG done at San Antonio Regional Hospital emergency room on February 23, 2025, period. The EKG is normal sinus rhythm and within normal limit, period. Chest X-ray was also satisfactory, period. The CTA of the chest, CTA, C for Charlie, T for Tom, A for Apple in capital letter of the chest, did not show any pulmonary emboli, period. The ascending aorta was 4.2 centimeter in diameter, period. Ascending aorta was noted at 4.2 centimeter diameter, period. New paragraph. Analysis. In view of symptom of epigastric chest pressure, patient is advised to do the coronary calcium score to evaluate for any coronary vascular disease, period. The patient husband was present, and pros and cons of the workup were explained to the patient and the husband in detail, period. Plan is to request the echocardiogram in view of clinical diagnosis of mitral prolapse and mitral regurgitation, plus ascending aorta, aneurysm, and possibility of pericarditis, period. Depending on the results of the workup, further management will be planned, period. New paragraph. The patient and her husband were then explained in detail her symptom, the reasons for workup, and possibility of likely etiology for her symptoms, period. They were also explained in detail about the ascending aorta and the finding of ejection systolic click and murmur to evaluate her symptoms, period. New paragraph. The initial impression, number one, symptom of epigastric chest pressure off and on, period. Next line, number two, hypertension. Next line, number three, history of prediabetes. Next line, number four, ascending aorta aneurysm. Next line, number five, possible mitral wall prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period, clinically, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.